You're listening to SBS News.
When Jo Kneebone decided to go to Chile, she had no idea that 6 months later, she'd be stuck on a farm, working for room and board, and with no way to return to Australia.
I set off from Sydney in February, and I flew directly to Santiago, and then I flew down to Puerto Montt with the hope of cycling the entire Carretera Austral route, which is a gravel bike path and highway all the way down to Via O'Higgins. So, and that's about 1,000 kilometres. And I got down as far as Cochrane, so I was about a couple of 100 kilometres off my target. And then COVID broke loose and all of the regions closed down. So I was very much stuck there.
With overseas repatriation limited to approximately 4,000 people per week, and media reports that airlines are giving preference to those with first-class tickets, there's no telling when any will be able to return home. Realizing that she was going to be in Chile longer than she originally planned, Ms. Kneebone found a temporary solution online. She would work for room and board.
I was incredibly lucky. When I worked out that I was going to be here for a lot longer, I thought possibly in about 6 weeks it should, you know, things should open up a bit. And then I got the sense that things weren't going to open up. So I went online to a website called Work Away, and they match volunteers up to properties doing work. And I found a property which was north of where I was at that time. It was a remote 2,000 hectare property which needed assistance with forest regeneration and basic daily duties.
Not only was Ms. Kneebone thousands of kilometres away from home doing manual labour for room and board with no end in sight, but her visa was due to run out.
As of today, I have no visa. When you enter Chile, you get stamped for 90 days and then you have an option to renew online. I exercised that option and I renewed it online, and then you are unable to extend after that point. I have been to the Chilean-Argentinian border to try and get my passport stamped. They're unable to do that. I've been going through the merry-go-round of the website, and the only option it gives me is to become a temporary resident, which means that I have to produce lots of paperwork, which I don't have with me. And I don't want to be a temporary resident. I'm just a tourist. So I presume the only option I have left now is to pay a fine when I exit.
She turned to the Australian Embassy in Chile's capital, Santiago, for help, but only got an answering machine asking her to leave a message.
I've had no support. When I have contacted the Australian consulate in Santiago, get an automated response, and it says, if you would like to have a repatriation flight, please give us your name and contact details. But there are no repatriation flights. A few of them left in the beginning of, I think it was April and May, and since then we've just been informed that there are no repatriation flights out planned until possibly 2021, which makes me pretty nervous because I'm here without a visa. The government cannot come to my assistance. That's not very good.
Ms. Kneebone, a nurse, is saddened that she cannot be in Australia to help fight COVID-19.
Because I know my colleagues are burnt out, they're short-staffed. All of the overseas trained nurses have gone home, which puts extra pressure on all of the Australian nurses. Yeah, it would be lovely if I could get back.
A Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade spokesperson told SBS News the Australian government continues to explore options to help Australians access flights on a commercial basis.
We encourage Australians to be patient, ensure they have a safe place to stay, follow the advice of local authorities, and minimise their risk of exposure to COVID-19. Since the 13th of March, the Australian government has helped over 27,000 Australian citizens and permanent residents return home on more than 345 flights. We stand ready to provide consular assistance to those Australians requiring assistance. Australians overseas can contact the Consular Emergency Centre in Canberra.
The department acknowledged the international passenger arrivals caps are putting pressure on the availability of seats for people seeking to return to Australia and encourages Australians seeking to return home to remain in regular contact with their airlines or travel agents and to subscribe to smarttraveller.gov.au. To date, more than 27,000 Australians abroad are registered with DFAT, and that includes around 18,800 who have expressed a wish to return to Australia. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.